I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jordana, I have an odd question for you, but it's a valid one. How are your hands feeling?
They're feeling pretty good. I moisturize.
Okay. I hope they're feeling good because there are probably some people south of the river that have some sore hands. I'm talking about the over 7,000 pumpkins that will be carved at the Minnesota Zoo, featuring artist renderings of Prince, Taylor Swift, and more, lighting up a one-way trail along the zoo grounds. I'm not personally a Halloween fan. I definitely think it's the most overrated, overhyped holiday of the seasons. But this is pretty cool. I'm not sure if you're a pumpkin carving person, or maybe you were when you had kids in the house. What do you think?
I never did this as a child, but when I had kids, I thought, let's try this. Friends, pumpkin carving is a lot harder than I thought. That's why I see, Josh, you're asking about the sore hands.
Yeah.
But they make it so fun now. They have those kits where you could put on a stencil and you can really make an elaborate design. We would just go old school. You know, some triangles for the eyes and the nose, maybe try to
keep it simple
with the one or two jagged teeth, you know, that kind of thing. But it's actually a lot of work. And also remember, as I handed very sharp objects to my small children, I thought, this is not going to go well. Pumpkin carving is more for a grown-up or somebody who knows how to wield a knife.
Yeah.
Because the smaller kids, what are they going to do? You know, so I got hip to that after the first time we carved pumpkins when they were very little, and I just got some finger paints. And I was like, we will be painting pumpkins from now on. We will no longer be carving them until they got a little older, and then they were allowed to get the carving kit.
Big concert tomorrow night at US Bank Stadium. Not sure if you've heard this. Stop me if you have. Sir Paul McCartney bringing the Got Back tour on Friday night.
Amazing.
Act now because the tickets are going to be cheaper, and you can see one of the remaining members of the Beatles for a ticket price as low as $25.
That's crazy.
I did have a rare ticket, concert ticket experience last week. If we want to delve into that, we can. But I do kind of have to say, like, $25 to see Paul McCartney, even in the nosebleeds, isn't terrible. Is this a new thing, Jordan? I guess I'm not as much of a concert ticket person, so I've never done the, up until last week, the last minute buy. Do these always drop, like, in the final days and hours that they're on sale?
Well, the only thing I ever heard, my first husband was a big concert guy, like the day of the show, usually after the stage is configured, sometimes they will release side of the stage tickets because they don't know if it's going to be an obstructed view or not. So they'll release last minute tickets depending on the size of the stage that they withheld because those spaces might have been needed or, you know, been obstructed view. Prior to that,
bucks,
and now
though.
They know. I mean, $25 to see Paul McCartney, that's pretty amazing. And it's a full McCartney show. It's not like he's being featured
like,
with one or two songs.
And $25 is about what you paid when the Beatles were here originally. Like that was a good ticket back in the 60s.
I know it.
I waited till last minute last week to buy Sarah Jonas Brothers tickets. Because she has waited 18 years to see them, and I was kind of sitting on it all week.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the prices. Got to be like 2 p.m. I'm like, oh, man, they're just getting more expensive. And then finally at like 3, it was like $58 starting price, so like cut in half. And I was like, sweet, we're going. And she had no idea. And I was like, get dressed. We're going to – went to Olive Garden first because it was our 11-year dating anniversary last Friday.
Aww.
So I surprised her with one of her favorite groups ever, Jonas Brothers. Yes.
Good for you.
Yes.
That's a cheap ticket, though,
$58. It is. It was, I'm like, sold. $111 for two tickets. I'll take it.
How were the seats?
It was good. It was upper level, like right next to the stage, so it wasn't terrible.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Good deal, Josh.
At Grand Casino Arena, the G-Spot. Yeah.
There you go. Didn't know it was called that.
But good for you. What a good husband you are. Yeah. Maple Grove is in the news, and for once, it's not for Mr. Grease, Jason DeRusha. It's for a Maple Grove senior alum who's featured in Taylor Swift's latest music video for Fate of Ophelia. Great, great song. Love it.
It is a great song. Yes, my kids have been playing it for me. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's a banger.
Yeah. Taylor, I think I'm pronouncing this right, Taylor Sieve, a 2016 graduate of the Crimson, shares the spotlight, posting on social media a picture with Swift, mm-hmm. saying, quote, two Taylors in a pod. Jor, if you could be featured in one music video or with one artist, who would it be?
Gosh.
I think I know the answer to this one, but.
I mean, you're asking me to choose a favorite child between Bruce Springsteen and Jon Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Like, it's really hard for me to choose. It would have to be Bruce. I mean, he is more globally iconic. It would have to be Bruce. I was always jealous of Courtney Cox, who got to dance up on stage in that iconic music video. And I thought, oh, man, see, she's just dancing like a regular person. That could have been me.
Yeah. Doesn't take much.
It wasn't. Yeah, what about you?
I don't know.
Be the Jonas Brothers.
I would love to be the white jaguar that Tawny Katane was dancing around on. That'd be a great.
You
thing
seem
to
much
be.
Too young yeah. to be a White Snake fan.
Yeah, well, I listen to Def Leppard, so you know me. R.I.P. Tawny Katane, by the way. I don't know. I think Def Leppard's an easy answer, but like to be featured in like the Thriller video would be cool.
Very cool.
You don't have to worry about your bad dancing moves. You're kind of doing it alongside the rest of the group.
Very cool.
We'll do one quick one here. It is NBA weekend. I know you guys kind of talked about this a little bit yesterday with DJ. 50,000 expected travelers at MSP. No thank you as far as trying to weave through that mess.
Many
are flocking there this morning and this weekend to catch a long weekend vacation. I guess what is the best number one travel tip when it comes to either arriving on time or order of things to get done once you get to the airport? What is your best travel tip that you had to give somebody if they were heading out for this weekend? Are you much of a holiday weekend traveler? I guess, are you one of those people that's taken like Memorial Day weekend trips?
No, I don't do that. No,
okay.
I prefer to travel off times.
Yeah.
But if your spouse has Jewish male travel disease, JMTD, or Lutheran male travel disease, or, you know, Episcopalian male travel disease. It's real. It comes in the form of color-coded folders, of printed-out itineraries. It comes in the form of stress beginning when the packing begins. It is also expressed by yelling at the entire family, by treating the airport like a war zone, by making sure you are talking to every gate agent and making sure that everything is right. It also is mostly expressed, Jewish male travel disease, going to the airport hours early just to make sure you are there.
Yeah.
If you have a partner who has experienced any of these symptoms, there is help. Not for them. They will never be cured of this affliction. They will have it for the rest of their lives. And trying to cure them of this affliction will only bring you deep sadness. I will send you Jordana's breathing exercises for dealing with Jewish male travel disease. When you are traveling with a crazy person, and I have one of them, so I get it. Mark is one. Breathe.
Wow.
That's what I would say anybody.
Calling him crazy.
He's a lunatic. Complete lunatic.
Just with
complete
travel.
Lunatic. Just with travel.
Okay.
Well, I mean, other things, but absolutely with travel. And most Jewish men are. Once they reach bar mitzvah age, Jewish male travel disease can be in full swing. Some of it comes on later in life when they have a family, but it is a real affliction. Other religions have told me this happens in their religion as well. It's not just JMTD. It's male travel disease. But the color-coded folders are real. And the printed-out itineraries, that exists. The only cure for that, and the only cure for traveling now, is get your breathing exercises.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Packed up, pack your patience, and you'll get through it. That's what I have to say about that, because it's a challenge. Travel is a challenge out there, everyone. And you need to breathe, especially when you are traveling with an unhinged lunatic about travel. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.